Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As people with a wide range of views head to Boston Common for competing rallies today, faith leaders are joining political leaders in asking everyone to look for unity. Unity was the theme of an interfaith gathering last night. It included state and city elected officials who all denounced hate and called for tolerance. WBUR's Shannon Dooling was there.
People from all over Greater Boston gathered at Temple Israel to pray together and to comfort one another during what most described as a difficult, divisive time in our country. Most of the people at the gathering said they just felt like they needed a place to come together. Governor Charlie Baker counted himself among those looking for a sense of unity, telling the crowd that he needed a ceremony like this.
So let's all go forth amidst the noise and the chaos and the hatred as peacemakers. Peacemakers say no to bigotry. Peacemakers say no to violence. Peacemakers say no to hatred. And peacemakers stand strong and tall always.
There were several standing ovations from the crowd of more than 1,500 people, including rousing applause as State Attorney General Maura Healey spoke of the woman killed during the protest in Charlottesville. She issued a not-so-subtle condemnation of President Trump's response this week.
And let us also remember some basic truths, that the torch that guides us, shines on the top of the Statue of Liberty, that Heather Heyer is a hero. And that anyone who struggles to denounce white supremacy or Nazism does not deserve to be president of the United States.
Among those in the crowd was 31-year-old Guadalupe Mota of Cambridge. He says he got everything he hoped for out of the event.
I wanted to have kind of a sense of solidarity, to feel united in a place where there's actually love and unity, understand each other, because there hasn't been much dialogue in that regard.
Keeping with the hopeful tenor of the evening, the service ended with imams, pastors, rabbis, and priests locking arms on stage with elected officials, leading the crowd in a rendition of "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.